On July 1st, Indiana became the latest state to add a work requirement for thousands of people who get health insurance through Medicaid. Similar programs in Kentucky and Arkansas have sparked concerns and legal challenges. Side Effects Public Media's Carter Barrett reports on the push for work requirements and the pushback.
What do you do?
Stand up, fight back.
When Hoosier Healthcare is under attack, what do you do?
Stand up, fight back.
A few dozen protesters stand on the Monument Circle steps in downtown Indianapolis to protest the new requirements called Gateway to Work. They say lots of low-income people will lose health coverage. They point to Arkansas, where more than 18,000 people lost coverage after a work requirement kicked in. The controversy is likely to continue during Indiana's rollout of Gateway to Work. But Adam Mueller sees a more immediate problem. He's with Indiana Legal Services, which helps low-income Hoosiers. He says the state has tried to publicize the changes, but
the notices that we have seen appear to be very complicated with a lot of language and definitions and terminology that aren't exactly clear.
Mueller says people might struggle to know if the new program even applies to them.
To the extent that there are efforts to get the word out, it's not clear to me that those have been effective.
To keep health coverage, an estimated 70,000 people will need to report their hours of work or other activity to the state. These new requirements start at 20 hours a month, but ramp up to 80 hours a month by July 2020. Advocates say even the most basic reporting can create problems for people who don't have easy access to the internet or transportation, and that can lead to losing benefits. Attorney Sarah Summers says there's been a push in many states for Medicaid work requirements.
The sort of guiding philosophy behind this was that these are, quote, able-bodied people who should be able to work and they shouldn't get health insurance for nothing.
Her group, the National Health Law Program, has sued to block some of these changes. And in March, a federal judge struck down work requirements in Arkansas and Kentucky. Comparing these state programs to Indiana's isn't straightforward. Hoosiers will have more flexible reporting requirements as well as a months-long rollout.
But the heart of this is a debate about, does health insurance keep you healthy so that you can work, or do you need to work in order to get health insurance?
Mark Fairchild is with Covering Kids and Families, which helps people navigate Medicaid and other state health care programs. His nonprofit hasn't heard many questions about the new work requirements.
We haven't been having dozens of calls each day where consumers have said they're confused or they don't know what to do or should they participate or what does this mean. And in a lot of ways, we're hoping that's a good thing, but in some ways that can be concerning too.
Indiana officials say their data shows a majority of people affected by the new requirements are aware of Gateway to Work. Fairchild says that's a good place to start.
But that's a long distance from knowing exactly how to do it, signing into the reporting portal and understanding those things.
He says there's been a lot done to create partnerships with local libraries and community colleges to connect people with volunteer, educational, or employment opportunities. Those are all ways to meet Indiana's work requirement. Family and Social Services Secretary Jennifer Walthall says the state doesn't want anyone to lose health coverage because of the reporting rules. Since February, the agency has sent out letters, postcards, and emails to explain the changes.
We're not going to lose people because of a reporting requirement or an administrative burden or something along those lines. We've built a really intuitive, easy program. The reporting is not the part that we care about.
The part they care about? She says it's connecting people with job training, education, or similar programs. Reporting won't require signatures, paperwork, or pay stubs. The state will trust that participants are honest.
We're not trying to make this a full-time job. We're actually trying to help people get real full-time jobs, and so we don't want to get in their way.
The earliest someone could lose health coverage for not meeting the new requirements is in January 2020. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Carter Barrett.